Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. It's Wednesday. It's time to talk dairy. We've got our man Mike Scouten from Mission Dairy just right outside of Hereford. Lots of great stuff going on. How are you doing today,
Mike? Doing absolutely wonderful, David. Everything's going extremely well, and certainly looking forward to getting the information out to everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, we've got a report that'll come later this week that we're going to have a big report for you next week. And we looked at where the numbers are overall. But as always, we're going to start off with blocks and barrels this week.
You bet. Midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at $2.36 per pound, and that was down 3.75 cents with one lot being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $2.39.5 per pound, and that was down 2 cents with four lots being traded. So we still have that inversion of barrels being priced higher than blocks, which means that there's the potential for blocks to start gaining momentum again. Although, with what we have seen on the global trade event, I doubt that we're going to see much pickup on the block side. Going over to the butter at the CME, we saw it closed at $2.71.75 per pound, and that was down 2.25 cents with eight lots being traded. We saw that nonfat dry milk closed at $1.79.75, down 2.5 cents with three lots being traded. And then finally at the CME, we saw that dry whey closed at 63.5 cents per pound, down 0.5 cents and three lots being traded.
And once again, that dry whey that weighed in, and you said it's down just a bit?
Yeah, dry whey is down about 0.5 cents, so not much of a movement there. Mm-hmm. And again, as we talked about on our export report 2 weeks ago, dry whey, big product for China, yes. And I feel like it's going to maintain its support. Some of the more domestic products for us would be obviously the block and barrel cheese, right, as well as the butter, but those are priced internationally as well, and we'll talk about that here in a minute.
Okay. One of the things that we're talking a lot about around here is they're working on a new ag bill, and one of the big keys to this bill will be trade and global trade. So let's jump into that and see where we're at on global trade right now.
You bet. Over in New Zealand, we saw that skim milk powder was trading 4% down from the last event they had, and that's trading at $2. And that does compare to that $1.79 that we're seeing at the CME. So we still maintain a global trade advantage against New Zealand as far as our neighboring countries and being able to get it out there into the world as well. Whole milk powder was down 7% from the last event, trading at $1.91. We saw that cheddar over in New Zealand traded down 4% at $2.81, and that $2.81 does compare to the $2.36 blocks that we saw at the CME. So again, we should be able to move right into some of the Eastern Asian companies, countries like Korea and into Australia as well. So I think that we've got a trade advantage there as well. Going over to the butter, we saw that it traded down 3.5% from the last event, and that was a $3.01 price. And we are trading butter here at the U.S. in the U.S. at that $2.71. So we should still continue to be able to move into Bahrain and Canada very easily with our butter. And then finally, over in the global trade event in New Zealand, we saw that lactose, the product that's used for blending into powder products as well as an energy supplement for our calf ranches out here in the Texas Panhandle, traded down 2% or 71 cents per pound.
Wow. Class 3s and 4s are always major for us.
Yeah, they are, and they did have a downward effect on Tuesday from the global trade event, showing a little bit of downward trend as well. This is probably the first global trade event in almost 2 months that was showing some downward movement. But we did talk about the potential for it 2 weeks ago, and it really never appeared. So, but we are seeing at on the class threes, April is trading at 24.25, May trading at a 24.63. We've got the June trading at a 24.69. We see the third quarter opening up in July at for 50 and finishing up in September at 24. We've got the fourth quarter opening up in October at 23.85 and finishing up in December at 23.10. And then first quarter of 2023, we're seeing the January start off at 22.65 on the Class 3 and finish up in March at a 21.80. As we move over to the Class 4 side, we're seeing the April trade at a 25.25, so still strong support on the April pricing. The May is trading at 25.02. We've got the June Class 4 trading at 25. Going into the third quarter, we see that the July is opening up at 25.12 and finishing up in September at 24.63. Going into the fourth quarter, we've got October opening up at 24.80, and then December finishing out the year on Class 4 at 23.97. So, again, not much movement on the Class 4 side. And then as we move into the first quarter of 2023 on Class 4, we're seeing that the January opens up at $23, and we're seeing the March finish up at $22.34.
Mike, I did a little research last week. I was digging in on the Class 3s and 4s and noticing the difference and how they can vary in price. And I picked this up, and I just want to run it by you to make sure I'm not putting out incorrect information. Class 3 milk is used to make your hard cheeses, correct? And the Class 4 is more for dry products and non-fat things and butter.
That's very correct, yes. Okay, David, okay. You've done your homework well. We're going to have to get you your Dairy 101 degree. Very nice.
I wanted to know why, because you see the variance in price and how they trade out the futures, and I thought, so what's the big difference between 3 and 4, and it's just what the product you use to make with them, and I guess some shelf stability and how you can travel that play a large part in the storable dairy products that you can use.
That is so correct, David.
Okay.
As you alluded to, the perishability of Class 3 at being cheese is, mm-hmm. is much higher than the Class 4 at powder. Mm-hmm. And the powder actually has many, many utilizations right. to it, whether it's used in baking or cooking or whatever it is you're going to be doing, or just rehydrating it and using it for milk. But
yeah.
they both start off with good raw milk.
That's it. That's where the whole basis comes from, and that's where we get the difference in the price increases or drops we see on the market is for what the product is going to be turned into from that good old fresh milk that you got there, right there at Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. Mike, always great to hear from you. Next week's going to be a good week. We get to see the numbers and the totals, see where it's sitting as we get ready to make that turn toward the end of the year.
Absolutely. Save some time for next week. We've got lots to talk about.
We're going
to
save it for you, and you got it, Mike. Be careful. Have a great week.
All right. Take care.